Talk 1110993 WBT, Brett Witterbull Show. Always happy when I get to catch up with my next guest, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Father Bill Nicholas, Archdiocese of San Francisco. Hello, Father Bill. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Brett.
It's
good to be here.
It's great to have you here. Question for you, because you know I follow all the news from around the country, and occasionally this topic will sort of come up. So I thought I would have you on to talk a little bit about this, maybe explain this for the audience. The Archbishop in San Francisco put out a statement or a letter of some sort talking about the role of receiving communion as a Catholic as it relates to a very specific politician in Nancy Pelosi. How does this work? Unpack this for us, if you would.
Well, first of all, what he put out was what's called a pastoral letter.
Pastoral.
And it's a teaching given by a bishop and you know to the faithful. And actually, he doesn't say anything specifically to Nancy Pelosi. And of course, he's her archbishop here in San Francisco. He's my archbishop. He's my boss, the one I work for. But he doesn't speak specifically to any one individual. And he's very clear in a question and answer portion on the Archdiocese website. That's not a part of the letter, but
questions
about the letter. He stresses that the purpose of the letter is to lay down general principles, certain general principles, but not to deal with specific individuals.
Mm-hmm.
However, that said, he does talk about the importance of presenting oneself worthily in receiving communion, that we don't receive it in a state of sin, and especially if we are openly in opposition to important teachings of the Church. And in this particular case, the topic of the letter is a pastoral letter on the human dignity of the unborn, Holy Communion, and Catholics in public life. And because we do see a lot of cases in which people within the Catholic Church will openly say that they oppose or don't agree with or don't live many of the teachings of the Church. And in this particular case, he addresses the question of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And he says we need to make sure that when we do receive communion, that we're doing it worthily, which St. Paul speaks needs to be in union with the body of Christ that is the Church. We can't enter into what's called communion when we are opposing something very fundamental and very important to the teaching of the Church, and in this case, the sanctity of human life. And given that, he does have a section on Catholics in public life and Catholics in public service, in which he says it adds an even greater responsibility for Catholics in that role, because they serve as leaders and as an example. And because they live in such a public role and call themselves and refer to themselves as devout Catholics, it does carry with it the potential for scandal, which the Catechism defines an attitude or behavior which leads other people to an evil. And he notes in his letter that prominent figures in society help to shape the mores and the morals of that society. And in our culture, their advocacy of abortion can definitely lead others to great evil. And so he calls on them to be aware of that, and then calls on them that if they are in this kind of opposition, or some Catholic politicians have said, your fundamental disagreement with, let's face it, a fundamental teaching, and not just of the Church, but of humanity, that somehow it is permissible to take the innocent life of the unborn, then he asks that they do not present themselves for Holy Communion.
So, in terms of the public life, obviously, we would assume that means a politician, an elected official, somebody with that sort of responsibility. Does that also translate into people who are public in public life, meaning a celebrity, an actor, an actress, an athlete, a CEO, a television personality? Does that apply to them as well?
I would believe so, because he doesn't specifically say politician, but the section is on people in public life.
Public life.
And, you know, people who are in the public eye, who would be possibly held up as examples for people to follow. And it could be very easy for someone to say, you know, well, if this particular politician is in favor or an advocate of abortion or can separate themselves from the issue to their leadership and their actions as a leader, then I could follow that example. And sometimes the example of the celebrity or the public figure would take precedent in some people's minds over the teaching of the church. And example is used frequently in the Gospels where Jesus talks about shepherds and then false shepherds. There are people who lead others astray. And when you have someone within the Catholic Church in public life, whether it be politics or anything that puts them in the public eye, and they set themselves up as an example to people, the Archbishop is reminding them, those who are Catholic need to be examples of the Catholic moral system and hopefully lead people away from a very grave evil because they have such a public life. Are they enforcing a religious faith on people? Certainly not. You know, sure. Catholics in public life, nor does the Church doesn't say they should impose Catholicism. But in any gravely immoral act, or in this case, gravely evil act of killing the unborn, the most innocent among us, he's calling on Catholics in public life to be those examples of the values they profess to hold as Catholics and hopefully lead people away from a great evil. Because when they advocate the opposite, they can lead people toward it.
So with about 2 minutes left in this segment, a question, because oftentimes you'll hear people say, well, publicly, you know, I'm not going to impose my faith on the rest of the people. So while the church teaches this, I don't go along with that because I don't want to impose that on people. What's the reaction to that, you know, in about a minute and a half?
About a minute and a half, okay. one can't really triangulate oneself from the value system that they profess. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, if you profess a Christian faith, or in my case, a Catholic Christian faith, then that covers all the aspects of our life, right, and even of our leadership. We're not imposing anything. We're living as an example. Mm-hmm. And one really can't triangulate oneself from the faith. What sense does it make to say, regarding the political parties, well, I'm a Republican, but I personally disagree with this aspect of Republican Party, smaller governments say. What does that say about us as or someone as a Republican or a Democrat triangulating themselves from a position saying, I don't want to force that on people, even though I'm a Democrat?
Right.
It doesn't make them much of a member of that particular party.
Sure.
And it just seems interesting that when it comes to our politics,
yes,
we don't want to triangulate, but we can triangulate ourselves from every other value system that we have.
That's a great point. That is a home run right there, Father Phil. That's exactly right. We'll triangulate. We'll do this, but just not our politics. Our politics are absolutely sacrosanct. Father Bill Nicholas, you have a podcast. Where do people find your podcast, and what's it called?
And I'll be talking a little about this this week. I try and put them out every Friday, and it's called Faith, Hope, and History with Father Bill.
Faith, Hope, and History. And you can find it in all the places that it's posted, right? I mean, it's all over the place.
I hope so. I think they tell me about 6 platforms it's on. I don't know how many platforms are out there, but they have me on at least 6.
That's awesome. Father Bill Nicholas, thank you so much for coming by. Always appreciate it. We'll do it again very soon, I promise. Thank you so much for coming by.
Love coming on, Brett, and all the best to your listeners.